Our yoga instructor challenged us to find inner peace. I found it faster than anyone. After 4 seconds, I stood up and screamed, "I found nirvana! I win!" They asked me to leave. I guess they don't respect winning. Bet365 does, though. New customers get $200 in bonus bets just for betting $10. Namaste, losers. Bet365. Winning is everything. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-MY-RESET. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
And welcome into the Monday edition of Robbie and Rex Road here on ESPN 102.5 The Game, brought to you by Volunteer State Bank. Real people, real solutions right here. Member FDIC, equal housing lender. Robbie Stanley alongside Joe Rex Road and Michelle Knezovic here with you on this Monday morning in Nashville, Tennessee. What's going on, peeps? Joe, how are you doing? How was your weekend?
It was okay. How was the weekend in the new house?
It was good. We got all moved in on Saturday, and I'm back in the old house this morning because my internet is still over here. They're coming to do all that this week, but we're all moved in, man. It's good stuff.
Nice. So the kegger, we were going to put it out on like the address on Twitter, but I figured I'd wait till you actually schedule. Kegerators in place, the ice luge and everything.
Oh, yeah. We'll have that all ready to go. Good weather for the ice luge as well.
That's right. Should just do it today. Yeah.
Michelle, what's going on?
Doing great this morning, guys. Rob, in the email with the promos, I was like, enjoy the first show in your new house. And I'm like, just kidding. You're in your old house this morning.
Well, we tried to get the internet in there, and that was not an option until later this week. So making the best out of it.
That's how it goes. Sorry. So you're going to have two for a while?
Well, we're going to have two through the end of this month, and then we'll be good to go from there. So nobody got hurt moving anything. Nothing broke, as far as I know, moving anything, and we're all good.
What about the stress levels? Oh, moving is stressful.
It went a lot better than I thought it would. Shout out to my family. Shout out to her family. We had a lot of help, so that was good stuff.
Nice.
Yeah, so all taken care of. Appreciate David Beauclair for hopping on last week. And Joe, I got to tell you, it was quite the interesting weekend of football as well. I don't know that I'd necessarily call it a good weekend of football, although 49ers Cowboys was pretty interesting. And I guess for a little while, Pittsburgh Kansas City was interesting. But all in all, lots of blowouts, not really many close games over the weekend so far for Wild Card Weekend, with one more game remaining tonight.
Yeah, you've got the you certainly have the Bills Chiefs ultimately looking great and setting up, probably the primo matchup of next week. And yes, you will hear the one guy from Football Outsiders who started Football Outsiders, who now has become like the source of Titans fan ire, Aaron Schatz. He will not be alone in the sentiment that you'll hear this week, which is, so the real AFC Championship game is in Kansas City this week. So get ready for that. But they both look great. I mean, the Bills scored a touchdown on every dang possession. So, what do you want? I mean, they absolutely bludgeoned those Patriots. So I thought that was going to be a good game. It wasn't. I didn't think last night's game was going to be a good game. I mean, Junie tried to talk me into it, but, you needed more defensive touchdowns if you're the Steelers. Their offense is just abysmal, and I'm so glad we don't have to watch it anymore. All due respect to Ben Roethlisberger, but it's just this particular offense, yuck. Bengals Raiders was pretty good. Niners Cowboys was good, although also just talk about just a mess of like mistakes and weird officiating things, but at least it was a game that went down to the end, and then of course I also somehow got talked into like Eagles being able to hang with the Bucks, and that was ugh. The two teams from Pennsylvania, we just didn't need them in the playoff.
No, I mean, it was not a very good day yesterday for the argument of seven seeds for each conference in the playoffs. That's good stuff. Let's keep expanding that sucker.
No, it's not. Now, I will say that I still think that, like, in both conferences, and I know It's been a lot of fun making fun of the Colts, right?
It has.
Like the Colts, the Chargers. I mean, like there were other teams in the AFC who could have been in, who I think could have been competitive in a game. The NFC side, maybe not so much. I guess like the Saints or Vikings probably could have given you a better look than the Eagles. So some of it is just who we ended up getting. But yeah, you're right. I mean, basically the only seven so far that has had a decent showing was the Colts did have a good showing in Buffalo last year.
Yeah.
But other than that, it hasn't been pretty.
It has not been pretty, and some interesting games over the weekend. Niners Cowboys was the game I was looking forward to the most. And I was pretty confident San Francisco was going to go in there and win. Number one, that's what Dallas does, is they just screw things like that up. And they screwed things like that up again yesterday. And I think San Francisco, the way they play their style, I think that translates to this time of year. Now, you know, they had some injuries yesterday too, so we'll keep an eye on that as it moves forward here. But the Niners get it done on the road, 23-17, the final. They were up big in the game. Dallas made a late push to make it 23-17. They got that final drive there with Dak Prescott, kind of leading them down the field. And Romo was talking about it on the broadcast of, all right, well, they're getting 12, 15 yards per play, per chunk, defend the sideline. And finally, San Francisco did. And then Dak Prescott, with 14 seconds left, took off on a quarterback draw and slid, and the official bumped into him, and all of a sudden the game was over. Quite the sequence there to end things for Dallas yesterday. Sorry to Chase McCabe.
Well, yeah, and so you had two situations with an official being involved in a snap, not getting off in time in the fourth quarter. Now, one of them was a delay of game that I think the official stayed too long. The defense had subbed.
Yeah,
and that was costly for the Cowboys early in the game. But on the last play, first of all, you have to know if you're a Dak, you got to give it to the official. Like, he has to spot it. So you can't just take it and go. Like, you have to know that rule. Now, I don't know. The problem also is that the official is trying to catch up with the play, and then he's trying to run through the back of the line and bumping into guys. I mean, the whole thing was a mess. But regardless, there's some variables that should tell you that, like, that's not a play you should run right there. I just don't understand it. Like, if you're going to run that play, and yeah, you got to watch, you know, everybody's playing man, and what, you know, it's cleared out and you got a big amount of space to, you know, to get one decent shot, then you got to slide earlier. I mean, you have to, like, that was just dumb. It was just stupid. Like, the Cowboys earned that with that stupidity. And then, you know, after the game, McCarthy, your guy is just, what is he talking about? I don't even know. I wonder if this could be his job, you know, with considering who the owner is, and considering the way Jerry Jones sounded after the game. I think that's up in the air right now.
Well, Jerry, after the game, was like, I guess someone asked him, when's the last time he's been this disappointed in a loss? And he said, I can't even remember. And I'm sitting there thinking, what are you talking about? This happens to you every year. What do you mean that you can't remember? It's the last time you've been this disappointed in a loss. This is a yearly tradition of the Cowboys that I look forward to.
Yeah, well, they don't make the playoffs every year. But,
that's true.
But of course, it's the you know, right after a loss, the emotions are raw and all that stuff. But boy, this was, you know, look, they fought back. They were getting dominated. So it's not like they blew the game or anything. Like, they really got beat. But that was just bad. I mean, because you can make the case. I mean, look, no, the conventional route is, yeah, you try another sideline throw, you try to get a few yards closer, then you take your shot. You could take two shots. You had enough time there to take a shot at the end zone, and then you'd have probably about 4 or 5 seconds left. Take another one. I mean, you know, how much different? I mean, it's different. It's different going, trying to throw in the end zone from like the 20, whatever, 23 than it is from the 40. But is it that different? I mean, I don't know. But, you know, look at all the penalties for the Cowboys. Just incredible. Like, are you serious? You guys don't know how to line up still? We're in the playoffs right now. And all the mistakes, it was, man. I mean, you got some great Cowboys fans memes and GIFs out of yesterday, at least.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, you got at least some good stuff out of the stands, man.
Let's go back to the text line driven by WilsonCountyHyundai.com, 615-737-1025, 615-737-1025. Jeff from Lebanon texting in says, early called shot, Mike McCarthy doesn't last through the end of the week. And that was sent this morning at 5:44 a.m. So, Jeff, even before the show, throwing this shot out there. I like it. I like
this style. It's going to be interesting. And, you know, Kellen Moore, of course, the latest Whiz Kid OC, who, you know, could be, you know, he's on some lists as head coach candidate. And it wasn't a great day for him either. No. So, you know, I don't know. Like, there's been some talk about, even before all this, about how about McCarthy out and you just elevate Kellen Moore. And Jerry Jones does things like this, of course. So. I don't know. I have not been impressed with Mike McCarthy. His overall track record is very good. Game management, ooh, that's a pretty consistent problem, it seems like.
It's a pretty consistent problem. And, you know, you and I have talked about, you know, I kind of reject the, well, Matt LaFleur is really, really good because he's got Aaron Rodgers and that's the only reason he's a good coach stuff. I will say the Mike McCarthy Super Bowl champion stuff, I'm looking around at this year at Dallas and like some of the clock management decisions and just everything that's going on. I'm like, man, maybe Aaron Rodgers covered up a whole lot with Mike McCarthy. My goodness.
Yeah. Well, yeah. I mean, I think for sure. And that's the thing. It's like, so wait, how could that be true? But then you like give LaFleur a pass. But as someone who watches the Packers a lot, LaFleur manages a game well, right?
Yeah.
I mean, look, like he does, like you don't come away from a bunch of games like, what are you doing? Right. Yeah. And you do. I don't know if you did with McCarthy a lot in Green Bay, but you tell me. But I mean, in Dallas, that seems like it's a pretty consistent issue.
It's been a pretty consistent issue all season long. I don't think there's any question about it. We'll continue the discussion on Wild Card Weekend when we come back. Look ahead to the Rams and the Cardinals. Also, look ahead to the Titans' opponent coming up on divisional weekend in the NFL as well. That's coming up on the other side. This is Robbie and Rex Road here on ESPN 102.5 The Game. Go to thegamenashville.com/deals to check out Nashville's best deals. Right now, you can buy $100 and get $50 to the Woodhouse Spa Nashville. Save 75% off at Nashville Armory, the Beanbag Coffee and Tea Shop, and Seafood Sensation, and get $50 free with a $100 purchase in downtown dollars. You can check out all of Nashville's best deals now at thegamenashville.com/deals. Welcome back in, Robbie and Rex Road here on ESPN 102.5 The Game. We are streaming live on Twitch, Twitter, YouTube, and Facebook today and every day. Our video streaming brought to you by the law offices of Amanda Gentry. Robbie Stanley, Joe Rex Road, Michelle Knezovic here with you, recapping Wild Card Weekend in the NFL. One more game coming up on, I guess, what is technically Super Wild Card Weekend in the NFL. So
that's
doing
right.
That what you will. The Monday night game, which we've talked a lot about, the Cardinals and the Rams. I'm very much looking forward to the game itself. I still not a huge fan of Monday night football in the playoffs. Don't think that really sets up pretty well for the team that wins as they move forward here. But looking forward to the game nonetheless. Should be a good one tonight between the Cardinals and the Rams. Hopefully an actual compelling close game tonight on Monday night football. It'd be great.
Yeah, I would think so. I would think we'd get – and I guess if you get – 3 out of 6, it could be worse. So yeah, I'm counting on it. It's a really interesting game. I think there's definitely more pressure on the Rams. The Rams, well documented, they went all in. I mean, the Titans went all in. Titans went for it for sure. But you look at the Rams, you know, the QB switch and then going to get Von Miller. And I mean, all the stuff they've done, there is a ton of pressure on them to make a run. And then the Cardinals, it's kind of interesting. I feel like because of their late season fade, like no one believes in them anymore. And
yep.
Understandably, I think, considering the way they're playing, but they're still very dangerous. Yeah, I mean, Kyler Murray, I think we've seen enough from him and that team this year. in stretches to think, you know, they could potentially figure it out here again and be a dangerous team in the playoffs. So I think we're looking at a really good one.
I think we are too. I'm hoping that we do. And the NFC West, we knew it was strong coming in. At least one will be eliminated tonight. You'll have two NFC West teams moving forward. I was really hoping to avoid Niners Packers, and yet here we are, divisional round.
I feel
great about that one.
Hey, you know what? No one said it was going to be easy, Robbie. Okay, so embrace the. It's very much like it feels like the 90s around here. You know, Niners Cowboys in a big game, Niners Packers in a big game. I think it's a really interesting game. I do. I mean, I think on the NFC side, you're going to have whoever wins tonight, I think definitely can go win at Tampa. Not saying they will, but they can. And then, like, I still like the Packers at home in this game, but the physicality of the Niners, I think that's a tough matchup for sure. Seems like your guys have gotten a lot healthier. You got Za'Darius Smith and everybody, like all these guys coming back, which is great. I mean, to me, it's going to come down to Jimmy G. You know, is Jimmy G going to play like he did a lot of yesterday? Because if he makes that killer mistake like he did to kind of let the Cowboys back in the game, like that's the mistake that loses you or keeps you from coming back or loses you the game in Lambeau, you know? So I think a lot of it comes down to him.
It's going to be about 14 degrees kickoff on Saturday night in Lambeau. So we'll see how Jimmy G throws the ball when it's really cold as well. So
just hand it to Debo, man.
Just turn that thing off. Yeah, well,
Debo is. What a great idea by Kyle Shanahan. And like, is Debo Samuel one of the best running backs in the league? Even though he's not a running back, I think he might be.
Yeah, I think he might be as well. Speaking of all around players at wide receiver, they did give the ball to Ja'Marr Chase, rushing the ball the other day a couple of times. 3 carries for 23 yards for Ja'Marr Chase. He also added 9 catches for a 116 in that game. The Bengals get it done against the Raiders, and that will be the opponent coming up in the divisional round for the Titans on Saturday as well. The 3:30 slot on Saturday on CBS is the game. The Titans and the Bengals, Joe Burrow and company will be the matchup. What did you think of Cincinnati's performance against the Raiders, and what are you your initial impressions of this matchup for the Titans as they'll be taking on Cincinnati coming up this weekend?
Yeah, I loved what Cincinnati did, which is we have an elite player, and however we can do it, we're going to get him the ball early, often, and it's going to work out well for us. And it did. And including, you know, the key short yardage. I think it was a 3rd-and-1, if I'm not mistaken. Was it a 4th-down? It was a 3rd or 4th-down with a little end around to him.
Yeah.
Which was, you know, it's, you know, a lot of people would say, hey, just give it to Mixon, but Chase got it done. And he's just going to be, if he stays healthy, he's going to be probably the best receiver in the league for a stretch of years, would be my guess. Like, he's that good. And Joe Burrow is really good. So that's the main thing, is just that they are offensively so dangerous. Then you have really good overall. I think it's arguably the best receiving core in the league. I think Joe Burrow is, what is he? Is he top, you know, 5-7 at this point, somewhere in there. He's moving up, and he's going to be up there for a while. So I thought the Raiders fought back, and obviously they had a chance there right at the end, you know, until Derek Carr just couldn't get it done in the red zone. But I think the Bengals are they seem to me like a team that's like a year away or a few pieces away. You know, their offensive line is, and Joe Burrow is the most sacked quarterback in the league. And by the way, Ryan Tannehill is number 2. But Joe Burrow has gone down more than 50 times this year. And so that was the big thing. Remember in the draft, it's like, well, you could go get Ja'Marr Chase, but boy, you got to protect that guy's coming off an ACL. And I mean, I think I was more in the camp of don't let Joe Burrow get hurt. But you know what? I cannot argue with what they did, because what they got was, I think, an elite receiver for a long time with already built-in chemistry with their quarterback. And it's going to be fascinating, too, because, of course, it's Ja'Marr Chase and Christian Fulton, old teammates at LSU who certainly saw each other in practice. And that's – I mean, if the Titans match up with him, that's the only chance is Christian Fulton. And I don't know how good of a chance that is, but I am all in on watching it unfold. I look at this and I just think that both offenses should have the advantage. It's just a little less clear with the Titans. We don't know exactly what's going to happen with Derrick Henry. Like, how is he going to look? How much work is he going to get? That is the number five rush D in the NFL in Cincinnati. But I didn't think they looked all that great against the Raiders. I thought Josh Jacobs had room to run. So, but that's what the numbers say. They're also like 26th or 27th in the league in pass D. Overall, they're just, they're not a great D. I think the Titans have the better defense. The question is, this game, if you want to boil it down to one thing, and yet it is 26th that the Bengals are in pass D. If you want to boil this game down to one thing, to me, it's how good is the Titans pass rush? Can the Titans pass rush dictate things when the Bengals have the ball and just get Burrow off his spot, get him to the ground, end drives because they're so good that they've got to be great.
Well, the really unfortunate part of the Raiders-Bengals game was it got Jerome Bogert several times over and over again. And how that guy and that crew got a playoff game is beyond me. Probably just the state of NFL officiating as is. But it was not that much of a surprise to me, Joe Rexroad, when I was looking around on Twitter as I'm moving boxes and I looked over at the TV and I see Jerome Bogert calling a penalty. And I was like, well, that's why everything's getting screwed up. And sure enough, it was. Good stuff from Boker the other day.
And they immediately got evaluated as thank you, and you guys are calling no more games. So that's thank you. I mean, people were upset when they even got like a playoff game, but at least they get no more playoff games. Yeah, the whole whistle thing was, and the thing about and I've seen some people say, well, now this is going to go down in Raiders lore with the Tuck rule.
It's the Tuck rule.
Yeah. So the thing about that is, though, like, I want calls to be gotten right, and the wrong call would be for that touchdown to not count because Joe Burrow was clearly in bounds. Yeah. So an inadvertent. So the Raiders almost benefited from a terrible call. Like, to me, it's not worth crying about. Like, they got it right. Even if it's like, oh no, the whistle didn't blow earlier. Like, well, we all heard the whistle, but okay. So you're going to tell us that, even though like it's on clearly on video when the whistle blew, that it didn't blow then, fine, whatever. Make up whatever you have to make up. And at least that call was right. But yeah, it's just a bad, bad crew. And so I'm sure the Bengals and really the NFL at large will be happy not to see them anymore until next season.
I would say so. We'll continue to take your thoughts on our text line driven by WilsonCountyHyundai.com, 615-737-1025, 615-737-1025. What do you think of the matchup for the Titans against the Cincinnati Bengals? Joe Burrow and company coming in on Saturday. We'll get to more of that coming up next. This is Robbie and Rexroad here on ESPN 1025 The Game.
Who would be the easiest?
Oh, the easiest.
Oh, the Cincinnati Bengals. I would say the reason why I would say the Cincinnati Bengals is because we have a nice, nasty front.
Yeah.
And I think their offensive line is struggling. I think if they came into Nissan Stadium, I don't think it would be a close game. I understand they have Ja'Marr Chase and they have Boyd and they have some big-time wide receivers, but their offensive line struggles. And with our defense with Simmons and Landry and them dogs that sick the quarterback, I think we'll put a goose egg on.
That was forever Titans wide receiver Chris Sanders on the NFL preview show. Looking ahead to the matchups for the Titans, says he thought heading into the weekend, the Bengals could be the easiest matchup for the Titans. And not only that, maybe the Titans defense can put a goose egg on that Cincinnati offense. What do you think of that, Joe Rexro?
I think I need to call Chris Sanders and see if we can get some wagering going. Just me and him here. A goose egg. Oh, man. It's not going to be a goose egg. I think the Bengals are going to figure out a way to complete some passes and score some points. But I agree with Chris that, you know, the Titans pass rush against the Bengals offensive line, which just isn't very good, is an opportunity to get after a QB, and you get enough done there. And I think you have a real good chance here to win this game.
Well, look, I think there's certainly an opportunity there for the Titans defensive front. You and I talked about this last week, and this is not some grand revelation, because they're going to end up being, you know, the highest possible seed. Outside of, you know, we talked about the matchups, which one for the Titans do you want? Which one would you try to avoid? A lot of people said, yeah, I want to play the Patriots, or yeah, I want to play the Steelers. And I think we both knew that both those things were unlikely to happen. The team that I didn't want to see the most, if I'm the Titans, was the Cincinnati Bengals. And look, I agree with Chris. I think there is an opportunity there for this Titans defensive front to really wreak some havoc on this offensive line for Cincinnati and make things difficult. And as you said last segment, I think it's a big key in this game. I look at Joe Burrow and Ja'Marr Chase and Tyler Boyd and T. Higgins and think to myself, this is going to be a test for this Titans secondary that we've not seen in a while that they're going to have to go up and face. And, you know, Ja'Marr Chase is going to get a lot of the attention, deservedly so. Tyler Boyd and T. Higgins are pretty darn good players themselves. And it's going to be interesting to see how they match up in this game from that standpoint. But the way Joe Burrow is playing right now, we had some people reach out last week and say, all right, well, Joe Burrow is great, but he's not experienced in the playoffs at the NFL level. I don't care. That dude is an absolute cold-blooded killer. He is awesome. I love Joe Burrow.
Yeah, no, look, he's the real deal, and all the experience stuff, well, he now has a playoff win under his belt, you know. And by the way, that's the Bengals' first playoff win in 31 years. I was very excited to see that Icky Woods was there, because the Icky Shuffle is one of my all-time favorite end zone celebrations. Maybe the best ever. I love those old Bengals teams with Icky Woods and James Brooks and Boomer Esiason and David Fulcher. They were really good. They almost got Joe Montana and company, in the Super Bowl. But think about that, 31 years, all kinds of – I mean, they had a lot of good teams with Marvin Lewis as head coach and Carson Palmer, and, you know, they just couldn't figure out a way to win a playoff game. Joe Burrow has now done away with that ahead of schedule, year two, and he's – you can talk experience all you want. You just have to be better than him on a day. You have to hope that – yeah, really, again, you have to hope that you can affect him so much that you minimize the damage, because like you said, Robbie, it's not just Ja'Marr Chase. He's going to be the focal point. Boyd and Higgins are really good. And Mixon is really good too, by the way. Mixon's really good running the ball. Yep. Mixon's really good out of the backfield catching the ball. They've got a heck of an assortment of weapons. And we talked about this quite a bit down the stretch, especially recently when you looked back at it. What's the last, you know, passing offense, however you want to call it, passing offense of note? Now, you could say, you know, Jimmy Garoppolo and the Niners are good. I mean, you know, Deebo Samuel is very good. Juwan Jennings emerging. I mean, it's been great to see that happening. Man, has he been good. Yeah. Brandon Ayuk. I mean, that's pretty good. That's the best passing offense the Titans face, though. Down the last, let's keep going, Jags. Let's see. You got, you know, Davis Mills and Danny Amendola. You got the Dolphins, the Steelers, the Jags, the Patriots, the Texans with Tyrod Taylor, the Saints with freaking Trevor Siemian. So you're going back like you saw a bunch in a row that you did a pretty good job against in that four-game stretch with the Bills, Chiefs, Colts, Rams. But that's going back to the beginning of November. That's going back more than 2 months. It's been look, from that, just from that perspective, some of those teams have other good aspects that, you know, that were difficult, but just in terms of passing personnel and ability to hurt you downfield, there wasn't much of it in the last 2 months. You got to keep that in mind. This is going to be a different deal than the Titans have been seeing.
Well, I don't know what you're talking about. Davis Mills and Danny Amendola, you better not disrespect them.
Well, I'll tell you what, that's the thing. You can look at that game and say, well, if Davis Mills and Danny Amendola did that to you in a half, what might Joe Burrow and Ja'Marr Chase do? I mean, it's, you know, that, but that was also, I actually feel like that's not a bad thing to have as your last time on the field for this defense. You know, it's not, because we've been throwing the bouquets at them, and they've earned a lot of praise. It's been an incredible turnaround. You know, the third down D, I think, is 6th in the league. A lot of things have gotten dramatically better, but maybe that's not such a bad thing that they have the memory of Danny A burning them in their brains.
Lop on YouTube says, I don't care how elite you think the Bengals offense is, a good pass rush can completely nullify them. See the 2007 New England Patriots. Going back to the 07 Patriots.
There you go. Little Giants. That's there's no doubt that was the Giants' key to victory. No, I agree. Like, if the Titans, you know, put it together with their pass rush, like they have done in some of these games, and in particular, go back to that stretch when they were playing top passing offenses. Now, Josh Allen had a lot of success against the Titans in the Monday Night Football game. You know, they stopped him at the goal line. He was a couple inches away from a 38-34 Bills win, but we know what happened with Kansas City. They just completely abused that Kansas City offensive line. You know, Carson Wentz had quite a bit of success against the Titans, throwing the ball downfield, but he also gave him a freebie in the end zone at the end of regulation. And then after amazingly tying the game, he of course threw the pick to Kevin Byard that ended up costing them the game. And then the best example, well, the two examples, the Chiefs and the Rams, those two games, because of pass rush, it didn't matter what else they had going on, right? I mean, because of the Titans' pass rush was so dominant in those two games, they gave up a combined 19 points to those two, I mean, elite quarterbacks. Well, we'll put Mahomes in a different tier than Stafford. But Stafford's the next tier, and he's still very good, and that offense is very good, and they couldn't do anything. So that's the hope. If you play like that in this game, then I agree. Joe Burrow is going to have too many empty possessions to be able to beat you.
Let's go back to the text line driven by WilsonCountyHyundai.com, 615-737-1025. Our buddy Will from Nashville texting in says, I'm concerned about the Bengals matchup. Of course, correct me if I'm wrong, but if we played a team with such an outstanding passing game and a terrific running game as well, that's coming from Will in Nashville. So we've talked about the passing game. What do you think of Joe Mixon and the rushing attack? I guess the one thing you feel good about, if you're a Titans fan on that regard, Titans rush defense been pretty darn good all season long.
It has been. And there's another thing it's a little bit of a trend. It's not that it's some big surprise. I think this happens a lot to teams. When the Titans have had trouble at times, it's when teams have kind of surprised them or hit them with some stuff because they weren't really focused on stopping the run. When they've played teams that run the ball, like they did great against Jonathan Taylor this year. That to me would be an example of, you know, an offense that, although the receivers aren't great for the Colts, Pittman is very good. And we know all about Carson Wentz, and, you know, who knows if he's going to be their quarterback next year or not. You know, he made a lot of big plays. He had good numbers in the second game, of course, against the Titans to go with Jonathan Taylor. So that would be, but that's a good point, because it's not like you go through this. I mean, to me, another team that would qualify is the Niners. Maybe not quite as lethal throwing the ball, but obviously very physical. Again, think back to that, like the first two drives, the Niners against the Titans. It was like, how are the Titans ever going to stop them?
Yeah.
Like, they're just going up down the field with ease on these guys, running it, passing it, just, you know, beating them up. And then big time Jackrabbit Jenkins pick in the end zone. And from there, I mean, you know, the Niners end up scoring 17 points total in that game. You know, so that's another thing. The Titans seem to at times really adjust well within games. We saw that against the Bills too. And, you know, so that, like, they have a lot of good experience to draw on, and they've stopped some good offenses. But yeah, I agree that there aren't too many that they've seen that have this much depth of dangerous receiver plus a good running back and then an elite quarterback. And that's why the Bengals are here, because a lot of other parts of the Bengals team isn't ready for this.
How much credit does Jim Schwartz deserve for the adjustments that they make? Should we ask Vrabel about it later this week?
Yeah. They got the Jim Schwartz, you know, bat line. That's a special button they push, you know. But Jim, what do you think? You know, that's sarcasm, by the way.
We'll continue to take your thoughts on the Titans and the Bengals on our text line, driven by WilsonCountyHyundai.com, 615-737-1025. That's coming up next. This is Robbie and Rex Road here on ESPN 102.5 The Game. Welcome back in, Robbie and Rex Road here on ESPN 102.5 The Game. We are live from the Hillside Medical Game Studio here with you on this Monday morning in Nashville, Tennessee. Robbie and Rex Road brought to you by Volunteer State Bank, conveniently serving Middle Tennessee with 13 locations. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender. Taking your thoughts on the Titans and the Bengals coming up on Saturday in the divisional round on our text line, driven by WilsonCountyHyundai.com, 615-737-1025. Tyler from Berry Hill texting in says, look, I get it. The Bengals are a scary team with all the offensive weaponry they have. But after watching them this weekend, they didn't scare me. They put up 26 points on the worst red zone defense in the league. In no world should the Titans lose to this team. It will be a complete failure of a season if they are one and done against that team. This is coming from Tyler from Berry Hill on the text line.
Well, sure. Because we're talking about the Bengals, and any team that I think has won a playoff game is in the divisional round probably is pretty good, right? I mean, that's why it's the NFL playoffs. You get to this point and you probably do some things well. I don't think there's any scenario, any sort of way the Bengals win Saturday where people are like, well, whatever, it was a great year and tip your cap, you know? No.
I mean, good effort, Titans. Way to go.
Yeah. I mean, it would be a devastating loss and a huge disappointment. And probably it would be like, don't ever get the one seed again, which would still be wrong. But, you know, if you, with your third one seed opportunity after the two bitter disappointments against the Ravens, lose to an ahead of schedule Bengals team that, yes, I agree, has some holes. They are not a complete team. It would be a bitter disappointment. I mean, I think we should all just agree with that. It's not, but you know, after that, that's the obvious. And then you go into what they are, and are they capable of beating the Titans? Yes. That's why it's the NFL playoffs. I mean, that's why it's great, because this is the best of the best. And they're all very close to the ultimate goal.
Yeah, like I agree. If the Titans lose this game, it's a failure of a season. I mean, I don't think there's any way around that. I don't agree with how Tyler put it in no world should the Titans lose this. I can absolutely see the Titans losing this game. Let me just go ahead and say that on this Monday morning. Now, you know, they're favored by 3.5, I think, on the FanDuel Sportsbook, and you're at home, so you're feeling good about all those things. You know, the environment, I think, will be very heavy Titans fans. Obviously, if Derrick Henry runs out of that tunnel on Saturday, that place is going to go nuts. So there's a lot you feel good about if you're a Titans fan heading into this game. But did you watch Ja'Marr Chase a couple weeks ago against Kansas City? Yeah, they got a chance to win this game. I mean, Ja'Marr Chase is a guy where if he gets loose, like sometimes you just can't do anything with him. And I don't think that's going to happen to the Titans. Like, I don't think the Titans are going to give up 250 to Ja'Marr Chase or anything coming up this weekend, but he is absolutely the type of player that can single-handedly wreck a game. Him and Joe Burrow, that connection. I mean, that's, to me, something to really be concerned about this week if you're a Titans fan.
Yeah, well, that's a great point. I mean, he just destroyed the Chiefs basically by himself. The Chiefs, everyone's darling and favorite to, you know, to get out of the AFC. I mean, the Chiefs are my favorite, you know, still to get out of the AFC. And he just beat them. So, yeah, absolutely, the Bengals are capable. A 3.5 point. I mean, you can say, Tyler, there's like in no world, but the Vegas doesn't exactly look at this like some kind of a, you know, some kind of a lopsided matchup. 3.5 points. I'll be interested to see where that goes too this week. That'll be interesting. I think the Titans are better, and I think the Titans at their best win this game and win another game. But you know, you can't. But can you get to your best? Can you come up with your best in those moments? And especially again, when you're playing in some of these matchups, you're just going against like elite guys. Jamar Chase, I just don't see any way other than injury. Injury is the only thing that stops that guy from being, you know, like top of the league as a receiver. Like he is a special talent. He is a once in a every few years or many years kind of guy. So. And what the Bengals have is they've got guys who, if you want to throw the kitchen sink at him, they got plenty of guys who can make you pay for it. If they can set up and throw in the pocket.
Well, if they can set up and throw in the pocket. And, you know, this is a big-time test for Christian Fulton. Like, I would imagine he's going to see a lot of Jamar Chase. I don't know that he's going to, you know, exclusively follow him around or anything like that, but – I imagine he'll see a lot of Jamar Chase coming up this weekend. And Christian Fulton, I think most people would agree, had a pretty darn good year when he's been on the field for the Titans this year. I think this is going to be right up there in terms of the tests that he's seen so far in his career. As you pointed out, obviously, there's some familiarity there going up against him in practice and being teammates at LSU. But that matchup in particular, I don't know exactly how often we'll see it coming up this weekend. But I'm looking forward to that one. If there's some single coverage matchups with Jamar Chase and Christian Fulton.
Yeah. I mean, I would think when the Titans go, man, I would assume that they would want 26 on Jamar on one as much as they possibly can. I don't see how you feel okay. Well, you may not feel okay about that either, but I don't know how you feel remotely okay with anybody else. And I'd love to know. I'd love to know now how it went in practice, you know? Like, does anybody from LSU have a chart of Fulton versus Chase in practice? I'm sure that would have been a great battle. But of course, you know, those LSU practices, you got like future first round picks all over the field going against each other. I mean, that's a good thing for Fulton though. It's like there's no starstruckness here in this matchup at all. I mean, he knows them well. But sometimes you can know someone well and be comfortable and be confident, and they're still just that good. So anyway, that's where you start for the Titans is number one.
We think Coach O is going to be in the house in Nissan Stadium this weekend, just kind of like standing on the sideline. Joe Burrow, Christian Fulton, Jamar Chase over there stirring some gumbo. He didn't have anything to do.
Who would let him on the sideline? Which sideline?
It doesn't matter. He can stand wherever he wants, man.
Yeah, hopefully. I'd like to actually. I think Coach O was he. I think Coach O was on one of the pregame shows this week, right? I missed it.
Oh yeah,
but I saw it. Yeah, did you see it?
I saw the Twitter clip of it. Missed that, man. Need to get him back in college football.
Yeah, well, this is a chance for more Coach O to speak on things. So it's amazing when you think about. I mean, that team. You know, you got Burrow throwing to Chase and Jefferson and all the weapons they had. Edwards-Helaire, I mean, you know, just up and down the lineup. And then the guys they had on D, too. It's just, I mean, that's one of the greatest teams of all time.
You ready for an early, very early edition of Call Your Shot Friday today here on this Monday?
Go for it.
Randy Bullock Revenge Tour game. Randy Ooh, Bullock kicks the right. game winner against his former team. What do you think about that one?
Okay. Yeah. I think, you know, Randy Bullock was their kicker last year when the Bengals beat the Titans 31-20 up in Cincy, by the way. So that's good. We cannot forget the Randy Bullock angle on this. So yes, we'll mark that down as a called shot.
So do we think Randy Bullock sitting here this week doing some chin ups and maybe doing some stretches of the quad and, you know, leg press? You think he's getting ready?
I would think so, man. Look at the snow. You can go out there and grab a plow, in the backyard and just go back and forth fuming. You got your breath coming out. You're showing in the air, listening to Survivor, Eye of the Tiger playing the Bengals. Works out.
Who day? Going to hear a lot of who day this week.
That's right. Bengals are who day.
Yeah.
Saints are who dat.
That's right. Got to make sure you get it right.
Yes. There you go.
And if you ever go to a game confusing. At Paul Brown Stadium, you'll hear who day approximately 60 times. It's like worse than Rocky Top.
Well, how much who day will be in the stands Saturday?
I don't know. Could be interesting to see what the crowd breakdown looks like coming up on Saturday at Nissan Stadium. We'll continue the discussion on the Titans and the Bengals. Look at the Titans offense in this game. Could it be on the verge of an offensive explosion this weekend? We'll get into that coming up next. You're listening to Robbie and Rex Road here on ESPN 102.5 The Game.